Our new sponsor is Bayport State Bank, your full-service locally owned bank with locations in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring. Bayport State Bank. Here is the latest news from the Associated Press and the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Dina Bruderek. As we approach the end of the Bad Axe spring cleanup on May 24th, this weekend marks the final opportunity to join hands and spruce up our beloved community. Armed with a specialized leaf vac truck, the city is poised to whisk away nature's debris from our streets. Remember, only leaves should adorn the curbs for pickup, while tree limbs should be neatly stacked between the sidewalk and curb. As we bid farewell to spring and welcome the blossoming of summer, let's unite as proud residents of Bad Axe, embodying our commitment to cleanliness and community well-being. Together, we can transform our town into a shining beacon of civic responsibility and environmental stewardship, inspiring neighboring communities across the Thumb region. And this Sunday, May 19th, local viewers will have a reason to smile as a video featuring the Animan family from our community will be showcased on America's Funniest Home Videos on ABC. Josh Animan, a salesman at Thumb Broadcasting, and his wife, Shay, submitted a video of their young son, Eli, hilariously crashing his electric-powered BMW ride-on car in their garage. The video has caught the attention of AFV and will be featured in a non-contest episode, bringing a moment of joy to households nationwide. It was Eli's first time driving the car, and he's been scared to drive his since, so hopefully seeing the video on TV will help him overcome his fear. Don't miss the chance to share in the laughter. Tune in this Sunday to see Eli's amusing mishap on America's Funniest Home Videos. And a variety of issues were discussed during this month's Sebring Village Police Committee. Installing electronic locks for the doors to the police department is being considered, as is limited parking in the downtown area to 2 hours. It was reported that the new taser is in use and that dashboard cameras have been installed in 2 of the cruisers. According to a report that was presented, the police department handled 43 complaints and officers did 78 traffic stops in March. Also, the department's 3 cruisers traveled 2,488 miles while patrolling. And with that, we'll be back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news after this.
Bayport State Bank Sunshiners Relay Team has partnered with the American Cancer Society to raise funds to find a cure for cancer by hosting a barbecue at our Bad Axe office. Like a lot of other families, my family has also been touched by cancer. Relay for Life helps fund programs that help people in our local community. I hope one day there is a cure for cancer. But until then, we will continue to raise money to eliminate this dreadful disease. Please join us on Thursday for a hot dog and broad barbecue fundraiser held at the Bad Axe office at Bayport State Bank from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. All proceeds of this event will be donated to the American Cancer Society's Relay for Life. We'll have hot dogs, brats, chips, pop, and water. And you can call us at 269-3195, and we'll even deliver within 4 miles of Bad Axe with a minimum $15 order. Bayport State Bank, with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring. Member FDIC.
And we're back here on the Thumb Broadcasting with more news. The National Rifle Association is kicking off its annual meeting in downtown Dallas, gathering for the first time in decades without Wayne LaPierre at the helm as board members prepare to elect his replacement. Though beset by financial troubles in recent years and following a trial in which a jury found LaPierre misspent millions of the NRA's money, the group remains a political force. The 3-day meeting starting Friday will feature a speech by former President Donald Trump, seminars, receptions, and acres of guns and gear. LaPierre's replacement and other officers will be elected at a board of directors meeting on Monday. And former President Donald Trump's break from his hush money trial in New York includes a trip to Minnesota for a Republican fundraiser in a traditionally Democratic state that he boasts he can carry in November. Trump will headline the state GOP's annual Lincoln-Reagan dinner Friday night. It's being co-hosted by Republican Party of Minnesota Chairman David Hahn and Trump's state campaign chair, House Majority Whip Tom Emmer. Trump came close to carrying Minnesota in 2016 when he fell 1.5 percentage points short of Hillary Clinton. But Democrat Joe Biden beat him by more than 7 points in Minnesota in 2020. And Russian President Vladimir Putin is focusing on trade and cultural exchanges during his state visit to China. That started with Bonhomie in Beijing and a meeting with Chinese leader Xi Jinping. That deepened their no-limits partnership as both countries face rising tensions with the West. Putin is attending a China-Russia expo in the northeastern city of Harbin on Friday, and a meeting with students at Harbin Institute of Technology. Harbin was once home to many Russian expatriates and retained some of those historical ties in his agriculture, such as the Central Saint Sophia Cathedral, a former Russian Orthodox church. While Putin's trip has been short on concrete proposals, he and Xi have made clear their ties are strong. And that's the news we have for this hour here on Thumb Broadcasting. I'm Dina Bruderick. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, just head on over to thumbnet.net. This hour's news sponsor is Bayport State Bank, your full-service locally owned bank with locations in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring. Bayport State Bank.